time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Tyler Huntley met with the media following the Ravens' win over Chicago on Sunday.
How y'all doing?
This summer when you get cut and you come to the Ravens, was there any point did you ever think that a moment like this might not, you might have had that last moment, you might not have an opportunity like this again?
No, I didn't think that it would happen. It just, just being at home, just working out every day by yourself and stuff, you just try to see where it's going to come from and when would it happen. I didn't have no idea that, just being that, OTAs, it's not really where players are, being moved around and stuff. And I understand it, but yeah, we're here.
When did you find out that you were going to be the starter, and what were your emotions then?
Probably Saturday night, late. I usually just prepare every day like I'm the starter, regardless. So, it wasn't too much a surprise, I'm like, shoot, let's do it.
What do you remember of this phone call that John had mentioned about this summer? Hey, maybe you can come back here. What do you remember of that?
Yeah, it was it was early in training camp. And then I got done working out hard, and I was just like, man, I would love to play for the best team in the National Football League again. So I just text Harz and I was like, give me a call. I know you're in camp. Just give me a call when you got a chance. And he called me right back. I ain't expecting a call right back. He was like, and we just went on and just talked. And, it was just relationships last forever. So, I was just grateful for that.
Is there any sort of between you and anyone on this team or maybe just in your heart, just any disappointment that lingers over that one playoff game you played 2 years ago against the Bengals?
And what do you mean?
Coming up short. Does that linger at all in your mind, or does it feel like a performance like this helps kind of cleanse the palate?
It hurt it then because, that was our last game, and I got to sit at home thinking about that play forever. But other than that, we got a lot of disappointments during the day, more than just, fumbling, it ain't nothing.
You said that you came back feeling like you were a more complete player. Mm-hmm. How do you feel like that showed up today in this game?
I'll just say, like I said, I was able to get one-on-one work with a quarterback coach while I was at home, while everybody was away, and I just felt like I was just tuning up my craft, working on just my faith with God and just being one with myself, not letting little mistakes, just down me as a person, when you're greater than that. So, just learned my value, and then just that's why I felt like I'm more complete now because I know my value.
Having Lamar Jackson back at practice this week, what sort of conversations did you have leading up to this game, and how did that impact, the performance out of the field?
Conversations with who?
With Lamar.
We talk all the time, and we could talk about anything. So, I don't even know how to answer that one. We talk all the time, so. I think he just helpful, just being there, even when he's there, but, not being able to go or whatnot, he's able to just be your support, and because he been there, done that, and, he's just a great mentor to even have as my brother.
Tyler, as far as, whether it's your relationships with the guys around you in this offense or whether it's sort of the understanding you developed over years about how this offense revolves around the quarterback, do you feel like your skills and relationships are more valuable here in Baltimore than maybe getting airdropped into anywhere else in the land?
I'm just blessed and thank God that I'm here with the Ravens.
All right, thanks, Luke.